Third hour DDC here on this Thursday afternoon. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Derek Mason with you. Let's head up to Buffalo, where the Preds will be a little bit later today. They'll be taking on the Sabres tomorrow night. But we want to talk about what else has been going on in Buffalo. Jason Wolf, who we got to know when he was here covering the Titans, now covering the Buffalo Bills. Colin must up there for the Buffalo News. Jason, how we doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. We've been kind of watching closely what's been going on because I'm sure you've seen there's been a lot of stadium talk down here. There's certainly been a lot of stadium talk up in Buffalo. Let's just start there. How long has this been going on? I've seen the renderings. I've, you know, now the kind of the breakdown of how they made all this come together. But how long was this in the works? How long did it take them to get to this point?
Well, It depends where you want to begin, right? I guess the bottom line here is that Highmark Stadium, where the Bills play, has been in operation since 1973. So it's almost 50 years old. It just does not compare in any way, shape, or form with the vast majority of NFL stadiums across the country. And it's literally falling apart. It's owned by the county. They conducted their most recent engineering study, which was completed last year, said they've got 5 to 7 years before the entire upper deck needs to be replaced. So there are major structural issues. And from what I understand of the situation in Tennessee, you guys were looking at a renovation at first, and then the price tag got to the point where it just makes more sense to build new, right? And that's sort of what happened here. When you look at the amount of money that whatever parties, whether private or public, would have to sink into renovating Highmark Stadium to bring it up to modern, to more modernize it, it's not worth it financially. Plus, renovations will only last 15 or so years, whereas the new stadium will last 30 years or longer. So it's far more effective, cost-effective to build new. Now, as far as how long the negotiations have been going on here, look, like, Buffalo is the second smallest market in the league, and the people here have been rightfully fearful for a very long time that the Bills could up and leave. There are at least a dozen other metro areas in the country that are larger that do not have an NFL team. And we've seen three teams in the last 6 years relocate, right? So it's certainly not out of the question. From what I understand, you know, the owner has never threatened to move the team in their negotiations with the state and the county, but they don't have to, right? Like, it's a very real possibility, if not a likelihood. And so there was no real movement, from what I understand, in terms of negotiations with the state when Andrew Cuomo was the governor. And then after he was forced to resign and the lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, took over, she made this a priority. Now, she is a Buffalo native, so that in some respects has, you know, worked in the Bills' favor, has worked in the community's favor, and they managed to hammer it out. And she took over, you know, she rose to the governorship in August. So that's about how long it took to hammer out the agreement that was announced on Monday. That's a long answer and a short answer for you.
Well, I knew it wouldn't be short, right, because I don't believe any of this ever is really short. So I've seen the renderings. Are they planning on – because the discussion here has been, okay, where do you do it? Because the new trend is basically building next door, right? You keep playing in the current building until the new one is built, and then you move over, you slide right over into it, and then you demolish the other one. Are they planning on building right there in the same spot in Orchard Park? What's the location?
That's exactly what they're doing. But for starters, whatever renderings, there are no actual official renderings yet. Whatever images are circulating online, and we've published them in the Buffalo News, that's just conceptual artwork that was included in some of the engineering and architectural studies that were done. So no official renderings have been released. We do have a good idea of what the thing is going to look like, but yeah, you're absolutely right. They're building it directly across the street. It's supposed to open in time for the 2026 season, which makes sense, right? Because if the engineering study came out in 2021 and they said 5 to 7 years to replace the whole upper deck, well, hey, 5 years from 2021 is 2026. They can build faster and cheaper across the street in Orchard Park, which is a suburb of Buffalo, than they could have had they tried to build the stadium downtown. There were a lot of people who wanted that. There are a lot of benefits to it. Obviously, you know, in Nashville, the situation is gorgeous. Nissan Stadium right across the Cumberland River from, you know, Broadway. But, you know, the stadium here, the infrastructure here, it's in Orchard Park, and it's just easier and quicker to build there. I mean, I've seen the same thing happen in numerous cities, right? I'm from Philadelphia originally, and the Eagles did this, what was it, almost 20 years ago at this point? They knocked down the Vet, and they built Lincoln Financial Field right across the street. So small market, large market, it just, it makes the most sense from a financial standpoint. And, you know, when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars coming from, you know, the public, from the state and the county, you know, the financial piece is a real concern.
We're talking with Jason Wolf, reporter and columnist, the Buffalo News. Now, you brought up what I was going to ask about, Jason, because this is probably the biggest deal in regards to what the public will pay for, public funds. I think they're, what, $850 million? The stadium is right around $1.4 billion. Is Buffalo the only place that that can actually happen where the taxpayers are footing the bill more than what the NFL and actual team will?
No. No, not at all. Mm. So there are a couple of different ways of looking at this, okay, right? And if you listen to the NFL, if you listen to the owners, if you listen to the governor, you know, everybody wants to frame this a certain way, right? There's a lot of politics involved. Negotiations have been contentious at some times. But so the first way to look at it is $850 million. Yeah, that's a record in terms of actual money spent from the public. The previous high was $750 million in Las Vegas for Allegiant Stadium, the new Raiders venue. So when you look at it in terms of straight dollars, yeah, that's a record. When you look at it in terms of a percentage of the total cost, the $850 million of the $1.4 billion estimated cost for the whole project comes to 60%. I think it's 60.7% of construction costs, which is actually lower than 10 NFL stadium deals since 1998. So there are 10 other NFL markets where the public has spent more than 60% of the cost of construction to build the stadium, and Nashville is actually one of them. The list is Indianapolis, Arizona, Seattle, Denver, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Cleveland, Nashville, Baltimore, and Tampa, all built since 1998, all had a larger than 60% share of the final cost picked up by the public in one way or another. So, you know, in one hand, yeah, it's record money. In another hand, it seems like a pretty reasonable deal.
Jason Wolf is with us. Jason, one of the things that I thought was interesting early on in the process, because down here we're talking about how essential it would be to have a roof if you want to have those non-football games or cold weather football games, Super Bowl, Final Four, all of the things that might open up if you have a roof. But Buffalo kind of went the opposite, right? They want that outdoor tradition and those that home field advantage in those brutal weather games.
Yeah, you know, it's a really... I'm really glad you brought up the dome issue. I've been working on this story. A bunch of journalists at the Buffalo News have been working on this story, but I've been helping to lead the effort all season long, 6-7 months now. And the more I learn, everyone's got an opinion, right? Everybody is an expert. The more I learn about the situation and what goes into it, the more I realize how little I actually know. You know what I mean? And so there are multiple reasons why the Bills don't want a dome. And it has nothing to do with the Pegulas, the owners, being cheap. That's a common narrative, and
I can promise you they're not paying me a dime to go to bat for them. And in some respects, I don't like sticking up for billionaire owners when they're getting money from the public. These people, they're multi-billionaires, right? And it comes down to a return on investment. It costs, I think, another $300 million to put a dome on a new stadium. If they could make money off of putting the dome on the stadium, they'd put a dome on the stadium. It's just not feasible for a number of reasons. First of all, people talk, oh, well, if you put a dome on a stadium, you could host a Super Bowl. Well, that's just not true. Not in this market. Buffalo, Niagara metro area is plenty large, but it doesn't even have half the hotel space required to host the Super Bowl. So right off the bat, the infrastructure isn't there. It's not feasible. We interviewed the person who runs Buffalo, Niagara, who they work to attract events to the market, right? And they conducted a study few years ago and determined that the quote-unquote holy grail sporting event that Western New York could hope to attract based on the infrastructure is the women's Final Four. Okay? So Super Bowl's out of the question. So forget about that. Forget about that when it comes to a dome. Beyond that, people say, oh, well, you know, if you put a dome on the thing, you can use it year-round. Well, what type of events require a 60,000-plus indoor venue that aren't being hosted right now, that can't be hosted by in the Sabres arena, that can't be hosted at the convention center? There really aren't any. I mean, you're talking about like a Rolling Stones or a Taylor Swift concert, really. I mean, those are the types of events that require a football-sized venue, and those concerts are all in the summer anyway. When you look at stadiums in Vegas, which did build a dome because of the heat, stadium in Miami, right? Like, they only have three or four non-football-related major events at the stadium every year. So the financial piece just isn't there. Beyond that, when you talk about the branding, I was talking to the president and CEO of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, the other day at the NFL owners' meetings. He's a Western New York native. And he said that they had discussed putting a dome on Lambeau Field at one point. A, it's not financially viable, which is what, you know, I just kind of relayed. And B, there's that aura, right, of playing outdoors, the whole frozen tundra. And it makes for good television, guys. And the NFL is a television-driven business. Everybody knows that, what is it, 70% or more of the league's money comes from these multi-billion-dollar TV deals that they have. And ratings skyrocket for crazy weather games. You all saw that game between the Bills and the Patriots in that ridiculous windstorm where the Pats attempted three passes all game, right? People are still talking about that, and they're talking about it for the weather. So, you know, when it comes to them not being able to make more money off of it, not being able to host any major events, and then you think about, well, just the aura of the team and the good television that it produces. I mean, the people sitting in the stands might not be a fan of it, but that's not really the primary concern at that point, is it, unfortunately?
Jason, you've given us a lot to talk about down here. As you know, this is an issue down here, which is one of the reasons we wanted to get your perspective. Thanks a lot for coming on with us, and we'll talk to you again down the road. Glad you're doing well.
Oh, I could go on forever with this. You guys give me a shot.
We're going to have round two down the road, as you might expect.
No doubt. All right, guys, you have a great day.
All right, that's Jason Wolf. He covers the Buffalo Bills. You might remember him back in the day. He used to cover the Titans once upon a time. Does a great job up there, Buffalo, working on a new stadium. Okay, let's talk Lone Pronto before we get back to the show. Remember, Elliot Friedman coming up at 1 o'clock, the very best when it comes to NHL talk. Trying to find a new home right now is next to impossible. You know that if you live in Nashville. It's hard to find the price you're looking for. Very little inventory. Prices are crazy, and rates are moving up. So here's a better idea. Let my friends at Lone Pronto refinance your current home, turn all that equity you have into cash, and totally transform your house. New kitchen, new bathroom, new pool. We've talked about these things. Your home value is up. Instead of wasting all that time on an overpriced new house, convert the equity into cash for a home makeover so you improve your current house. Here's an example. A local couple did it. They got $200,000 out. They added new hardwoods, an outdoor living space, a swimming pool with spa, and all new cabinets and appliances, plus a home office. Now they have their dream home. And they never had to move. So call Loan Pronto. Ask about their home improvement refi. Give your home a total makeover. Do it now. You can skip your next house payment in the process. Call now, 615-499-5780. That's 615-499-5780, or go to loanpronto.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781. Subject to lender approval.